and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Former Vice President Mike Pence is defending former President Donald Trump after Trump claimed on social media he's about to be arrested.
The idea of indicting a former president of the United States is deeply troubling to me, as it is to tens of millions of Americans, and particularly happening in what appears to be a politically charged environment.
Pence spoke in Des Moines. He's a possible opponent for Trump in the race for the GOP presidential nod. The Trump claim comes with no official confirmation of any pending arrest. Here's CBS. CBS's Michael George.
An attorney for Trump told CBS News the former president's comments about an imminent arrest are speculation. A Trump spokesperson said, in part, there has been no notification other than illegal leaks from the Justice Department and the DA's office. The spokesperson said, President Trump is rightfully highlighting his innocence and the weaponization of our injustice system.
GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley is campaigning in her home state. The former South Carolina governor was at the Palmetto Family Council Forum in Charleston.
I'm not pro-life because the Republican Party tells me to be. I'm pro-life because my husband was adopted, and I live with that blessing every day.
Haley's appearance comes as Wyoming becomes the first state to outlaw chemical abortion. Ingrid Duran is with National Right to Life.
Wyoming saw an opportunity to ask themselves, what is the best way that we can save as many unborn children as we can?
8 days after the first of several bank implosions, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the Federal Reserve will try to avoid anything appearing to be a knee-jerk reaction.
From the Fed's perspective, if they just sort of say a quarter of a percentage point, it's like hitting the golf ball straight down the fairway. It's not an eccentric thing to consider that we're raising rates to fight inflation. We don't want to necessarily signal to the whole world so freaked out that we're going to pause on rates.
An employee strike appears to be imminent for Los Angeles public schools. The issues include money and demands for more support staff like custodians and playground supervisors. Armin Yamshadzin is a student at Coldwater Canyon Elementary School.
The teachers told us, and they've been saying on the intercom, that there's going to be a strike Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The only days we're going to come to the school is Monday and Friday. But they said that they're going to, it's like 100% that they're going to do the strike.
In Ecuador, these are not sounds of celebration, but rather desperation. After an earthquake, as people tried to rescue others who were trapped when a wall fell onto a car. The government says at least a dozen people have died in the quake, about 50 miles south of Guayaquil, Ecuador's second largest city. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com.
I can't believe tax season is here already. Look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Start your engines, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. And what's guaranteed to get your motor running is the entire new album from Hardy. It is absolutely amazing, called The Mockingbird and the Crow, a concept I've never actually heard before, where you transition from country into melt-your-face rock and roll as the album goes on. Get it wherever you buy or stream music. Don't risk getting stranded by a dead battery. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. Learn more at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 10 above. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 37. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 25. Low 40s Monday and Tuesday with mixed precipitation possible at times Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Faster, faster, faster on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Now I'm free. That is Faster, Faster, Faster from the Rabbit Hole EP that was just released. Hey, I want to remind you, everybody, to check out the webpage, civicmedia.us. Civicmedia.us, and hit the Max Inc. Radio page on there. That's where all the archives, the interviews that we rip out and post on the page, that's where you can find them. And you can listen to Max Inc. Radio on your terms and check out the other podcast here on the station as well. It's all at civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Jimmy, hailing from Madison, Waukesha, and Janesville, Faster, Faster, Faster is a punk rock with attitude and energy for days.
Yes.
F3 is releasing their new album, Spiel, on February 4th at the Barley Pop Live in the Mad City, along with Bad Year, Joymaker, and Jazzcore Friction. On the phone with us right now from Faster, Faster, Faster is bassist Jason D. Pettit. Jason, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good tonight, man. Thanks for showing up. Faster, Faster, Faster is showing up on the radio outside of Janesville. But for our listeners who may not be familiar with your band, what and who is Faster, Faster, Faster?
Yeah, Faster, Faster, Faster is myself on bass and vocals. Mike Bros plays guitar and vocals. We got Andy Cardoni out of Waukesha, who is a doctor and also plays guitar and vocals. And we got our drummer, Pat, out of Janesville as well. And, yeah, we've all been playing around for quite a while and playing together for about 6 or 7 years now.
Did I hear there's a doctor in the house?
Yeah, our guitar player is a doctor.
What kind of doctor?
For Waukesha. He is an ER doctor at Waukesha.
No kidding. I'm going to come to the show with a concussion and make him treat me.
All tatted up for sleeves. It's good to be in a punk band with a doctor because, you know, we have lots of questions for him all the time.
That's convenient, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The new album from Faster, Faster, Faster is being released February 4th at the Barley Pop Live in Madison. Tell us about your new album. Is it a DIY? Did you go to studio? Tell us a little bit about your upcoming album.
The new album is called Spiel, and it has been all done at our guitar player Andy's house. All DIY. We sat down and just worked on it and all put in our 2 cents and worked on our vocals and got everything sounding as good as we'd like it to sound, and just trying to get it out to the world at this point.
What was that recording experience like? I mean, that's a big project. Hey, we're going to record our own album. That's a monumental task, I have to imagine. Talk about the chemistry inside the studio. How did you guys go about getting the project done?
Andy has like a cool little room that has like about 45 guitars hanging on the wall and some soundproofing and some cool equipment. So we all kind of went down and threw together a wall over the mics and some microphones and played everything live, and then just kind of went through and touched everything up and added little parts and all that stuff and worked together writing the songs. This album's actually got a couple songs written by me, quite a few songs written by Mike Bros, and a few songs written by Andy as well. So we're kind of all throwing in our ideas to the wall, and everybody's kind of contributing their own little ideas to everything that we bring forward. So it's a lot of fun.
Tell us about the release show coming up at the Barley Pop Live on February 4th. I saw that you can get the album on a USB drive if you come early. Tell us about that show.
Yeah, we're doing the Barley Pop Live on February 4th. Show starts at 7, I believe, and it's going to be Joymaker, Jazzcore Friction out of Janesville, great little three-piece. Joymaker's out of Janesville as well. Then us, Faster, 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 and then Bad Year out of Milwaukee. Those guys are a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
If you show up, the first 20 people were given a free USB at the door that has the album art, some pictures, a Mike Bros foot video for those fetishes out there.
A foot video.
This doctor approved.
Been filming his feet in the recliner.
Doctor guitarist approved. That's funny.
So we're giving away 20 of those, and then we'll have CDs available as well for sale at the show. So it'll be a lot of fun.
So February 4th, that's next Saturday. I'm going to leave early that day.
I've been hearing about this,
I'm going to leave early that day and go to the show.
Jimmy's a big Bad Year fan.
I am. Watch out. So we might need the doctor with Bad Year, because Joey, for Bad Year, you'll probably have or try to entice somebody to drink his sweat, which is not going to be me or you. Don't do it, dude.
I think the last time we played with Bad Year, he was almost naked by the second song of the show. So,
oh my! maybe I'm not going to go tomorrow or next week. No, I'm going. I'm going to go.
That's more awesome. Of a reason to go, Jimmy.
Faster, craziness. Faster, faster. Why the repetitiveness in the name? What are you guys going for on that?
We were just kind of trying to come up with a name, and it just kind of turned out that our previous drummer that we had, Chad Raby, used to play everything twice as fast as we'd originally practiced it at shows. So we just kind of threw in the name and made it faster, faster, faster. And we actually have a song on the new album called Faster, Faster, Faster as well that's dedicated to that. And the whole lyrics to that song are actually all the titles off our former album, our previous album, thrown into the lyrics of the song. So it's kind of a cool little throwback there.
That's awesome. Hey, Jason, thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight. We really appreciate you. When the new album drops, other than for people that are going to the show on February 4th at the Barley Pop, online, where can you find Faster, Faster, Faster?
Yes, we're going to be on all the streaming sites for the new album, as well as Rabbit Hole is actually out there right now, and Modern Ghost Stories. You can find us F3 Punk on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and we're going to be possibly releasing a Faster Faster OnlyFans page here pretty soon, because it turns out they do band pages.
Yeah,
and we're gonna throw that out there for fun.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks for the time tonight. Congratulations on the new CD that's coming out, and can't wait to meet you next week in person.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Barley Pop Live, that's on West Main Street here in Madison. 12, what is the address? 127 West Main, is that right?
It's in Madison, Jimmy.
It's in Madison, right next to the big Dome Capitol thing on the square.
It's the old frequency.
Yes, it is. God rest the frequency. Jason, have you been to the frequency before?
Yes, I have played there in the way past, and I saw Red City Radio there, actually. It was a lot of fun.
Love that place. This is Rabbit Hole. Faster, faster, faster on Max Inc. Radio.
Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor, we have a problem.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music from Everything Sunny All the Time Always. That is Made of Blocks and their song Control. Before that, Bad Year, and before that, Faster, Faster, Faster. Bad Year, Faster, 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 along with 20 Minute Mission and a couple other ones. They're going to be at the Barley Pop on February 4th. And Rocker, you're on notice because I'm leaving early that day. There's nothing you can do about it. All right, coming up in the next hour, live in the Devil's Lair with Harmonious Whale. Looking forward to that. Plus, Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 10 above. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 37. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 25. Low 40s Monday and Tuesday with mixed precipitation possible at times Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's a snowy Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. And this is Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Sun Prairie, Monona Drive, and Livingston Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Get your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy, tonight it's Gypsy Jazz in the Devil's Lair. Harmonious Whale is a trio of multi-award-winning musicians featuring mandolin virtuoso Sims Delaney Potoff, vocalist extraordinaire and cardboard box percussionist Maggie Delaney Potoff, and master bassist Jeff Weiss. But tonight, Harmonious Whale is a four-piece, adding guitarist Scott Lavenka. With a silent H. We love it. 10 albums and 30-plus years make Madison's Harmonious Whale the stewards of Gypsy Jazz. Harmonious Whale, welcome to Max Inc. Radio, live in the Devil's Lair.
Thanks, Rocker.
Thank you, Rocker. Great to be here.
You know, before we take a journey to find out about who and what is Harmonious Whale, what is Gypsy Jazz, none of you are wearing, like, flamboyant scarves or, you know, poofy pants or trousers or anything.
That's me.
Well, I think Django,
Gypsy Jazz,
you know, is,
you know,
from Paris.
Did you guys say that it's
a music
that's passionate
and, you know, everything?
Something. And it's French
really,
origination.
You know,
well, we all,
sorry,
only
you,
one person
you,
can talk
sorry,
at
talk?
The time.
Did you want to say? Oh, who wants to go?
You want to say something?
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Gypsy Jazz is...
You all just made my brain explode.
All right.
We were going to do that, and then we decided maybe we're just going to do the one-word answers and watch you guys. Yeah.
That's Gypsy basically Jazz. What, yeah. Gypsy Jazz is.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, cool. No,
all
okay.
Right.
Okay, so Gypsy Jazz, there's a fella that was born in Belgium. Let's go back. Let's go way back. There's a fella born in Belgium, and as they were Sinti gypsies, and they Romani people, and they moved to Paris. And he was a gifted instrumentalist and played around Paris and was kind of like everybody's go-to. The guy's name was Django or Jean Reinhardt, and he was out on the road with a band, and somebody had some records, and they played some Louis Armstrong for him, and he held his head in his hands and wept and said, "This is for me." And then he went back to Paris and met a fellow named Stefan Grappelli, and they formed a band called the Quintet of the Hot Club of France and recorded a ton in the late 30s and into the 40s. It's Gypsy Swing, Gypsy Jazz in his legacy, and there's a bunch of people in the family and a lot of people all over the world playing this kind of music in Django's name. How'd I do?
Well, now that we know what Gypsy Jazz is, tell us about the band, Harmonious Whale. After 30 years, we have a lot to catch up on. Who is Harmonious Whale, and how did you get to this moment?
Should we all do it at the same time again?
Oh, no, please.
Standing in this lovely studio, looking out on the snowy night that we're looking at, there is one original member of Harmonious Whale.
Yeah.
And who would that be?
Wake him up! What?
Wake up, Sims.
It's me. It goes 30 plus years ago.
You started the band in 1987.
As a five-year-old.
Oh, wow.
It's just all I wanted to do. The band's just been going strong, and it was kind of like the Volkswagen idea. I'm a Volkswagen guy, and why change it if it works?
And then the band started with Chris Wagner on violin.
Yep.
John Cooper, who's now out in Philly playing jazz guitar out there, and Lori Lang on bass from here in Madison.
Yep.
Sims and I were married at that time already and starting our family, so I would just sit in with the band once in a while, sing a couple songs here and there. But mostly I just heard them rehearsing in the living room every week.
Back when Maggie and I were married, she's married to Jeff O now, and I'm married to Scott. That's why Scott's here. But we had a violin player who quit days before a tour, and not cool at all.
No.
And I turned to Maggie and said, gave her these lines. This is all written out stuff. I went to Berklee School of Music, so I got all this stuff penned out and said, can you sing this? And she sat at the piano and went, and worked it all out. So she became the vocalist.
The new violinist.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's totally amazing.
It totally was.
But yeah, it has been, you're right, rock 30 some years.
Yeah, 30 plus.
Try to do that math.
That's a lot of history. What kept you, I guess, your commitment to Harmonious Whale is admirable, but to have a completely new lineup as you go through. That's pretty amazing.
Well, we keep coming up with quotes like Nigel Tufnel that says, it's such a fine line between, idiot and brilliant. And I think that's kind of what we run is, we just know that we wanted to do this.
Yeah, I noticed that in the name of the band is the word harmonious. So all the past members that have been in this band for a minute or 10 years or some of them, long spells together, traveled all around the world together with some of these folks, have all remained harmonious. All good folks. It's a great little outfit we have.
And it's wonderful to be in Madison. My God, there's hundreds and hundreds of people. Dave Adler was just on. He's been in the band. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
He's been a guest of ours.
There was a moment when if you had a bass and a pulse, you could be our bass player. And we were just holding the spot for Jeffo because Jeffo's not
Jeffo
going
has
anywhere.
Jeffo has a bass, a pulse, and a brain.
And a brain.
Well, let's hear some live music performed by Harmonious Whale in the Devil's Lair, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called Joseph, Joseph. Are we about to get biblical?
One-word answers? No.
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 More than one? What's this song about?
We do know this song was titled after...
not Joseph Reinhardt.
Joseph Reinhardt, think, Scott? Do you think that's accurate, or am I...
Actually, I'm not even sure myself.
Uh-huh. I always thought it was an old Yiddish tune, Yosef Yosef.
Oh, sure, sure.
And we have a fellow who's coming to the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest that we'll talk about later, a guy named Alfonso Ponticelli, who says, that song? Well, that's just Grandma Got Run Over by a Rainbow.
A reindeer.
By a rainbow. That's pretty good.
I like getting run over by a rainbow.
It's a Gypsy Jazz standard, and it's in B minor, and then it goes to D minor for halftime, and it's a lot of fun to play, and it goes
So
like
if you
this.
Want to sing... Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer along with us while we play Joseph Joseph. You can do that.
Oh, I'm going to do it in my head.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. All right. Harmonious Whale is in the Devil's Lair. If you want to call and ask the band a question, feel free to do that. 844-967-2789. Take it away, folks.
Two, three, and... Thank you.
Yeah. Harmonious Whale live in the Devil's Lair.
Thanks, guys.
That's awesome. Rocker, you had mentioned that you have an interesting story as to why Harmonious Whale is here in the Devil's Lair tonight.
Well, you know, Jimmy, it's actually pretty funny. We were hanging out in, sort of towards the beginning of December at the Governor's Club for the Civic Media Holiday Party. And we're all partying. There was, I don't know how many civic media people were all there, all partying. And all the radio personalities and staff that works here, it was pretty fun. And then all of a sudden, partying up in the governor's mansion was Maggie and Sims. And they're like, hey, Roger, what's going on? And, you know, we're like all, you know, drinking tons of martinis and everything.
We were
crazy.
Slumming.
Yeah.
No, there was not drinking. I don't believe
it's
that.
It's a lot of fun up there in the governor's club. Of course, I don't know if you've ever been there in the concourse down in Madison. The governor's club is, it's all free booze, free bar. There's no, you don't pay for your drinks. And so, wow, there was a lot of people in there and we were all partying. And I said, hey, what's Harmonious Whale doing these days? You know, you guys should come in and play in the Devil's Lair. And we set up kind of the meeting in there. We all agreed that they would come into the Devil's Lair. And we've been trying to get Harmonious Whale on Max Inc. Radio for some time. So it took a huge, giant party and a bunch of martinis. And Harmonious Whale is here in the Devil's Lair, Jimmy.
Tricked you. Thank you for coming in. Hey, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and ask Harmonious Whale a question. So who is Jethro Burns, and why am I mentioning this name?
Jethro Burns is half of a comedy team called Homer and Jethro. And it was said back in the day that in the country music world, if Homer and Jethro didn't cut your tune up to pieces and record, you know, parodies of it, it wasn't really a hit.
Yeah, so I've heard that. Yeah,
they had a bunch of recordings. They've been on the Johnny Carson like 26 times or something. Yeah. I bought a mandolin down in Chicago. The story of how I got the first one is even better, but that's another time. But I had a little bowlback mandolin and really loved it. Fell in love with it and went down to Chicago to buy a real mandolin. And the guy sold me this really cool ode and gave me a business card and said, call this guy. And I would go down to Jethro's place, and we'd drink tall Miller Lights. And he gave me a bunch of great tips, and we became dear friends, and he fell in love with Maggie. He played at our wedding and was a really dear friend, a good friend. So he's the world's best predominant jazz mandolin player, and those of us with mandolins call him the Great One.
So. The goat.
The great.
The great.
The great one. The
great one.
Yeah, Jethro Burns was, he's a mentor and he's a wonderful guy.
When he played our wedding, my brother, I come from a big Irish family, and my brother gave a really quite beautiful toast. Everybody was holding their champagne glass and he was saying, may they see each other without looking, may they hear each other without speaking, and da 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 da. And Jethro was standing right next to Sims, and I was on the other side of Sims. And as everybody was saying cheers, Jethro Burns leaned over to Sims and says, you don't really believe all that stuff, do you? Because he's a comedian. He can't not help himself. Good friend, great mentor for life.
Steve Goodman said about Jethro that he's the guy who just said or played something that everyone in the room wished they had just said or played.
That's it.
Now, Sims, tell us a little more of your backstory. How did you get into music, and why did you choose mandolin?
After a while, adages become kind of old, but it chose me. I fell in love with it. I just liked it. And, I have no idea. I just found one, and I was at a party, and everybody played guitar, and Cinnamon, I was deeply in love with Cinnamon. She was way out of my league, and she had this little bowl back I had mentioned, and I just picked it up, and it made sense. I could figure out how to play on it, and afterwards, she said, oh, man, that's beautiful. Like, you can have my mandolin, man. And I just, I drooled, and I just think, oh, that's so cool. So I got her mandolin, and then it led to the Jethro story. And I'm just supposed to be a mandolin player, that's all.
Is the instrument pretty easy for, like, a new musician that wants to learn to play something?
Yeah,
or
actually.
Is it compared to a guitar?
Why is Rocker laughing?
The question is, why is Rocker laughing?
Let's start with tuning 8 strings, okay?
Well, yeah, mandolin players spend half their life tuning and the other half of their life playing out of tune. So
gotcha.
There's that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, like, if you play guitar, there's that damn B string that, you know, it's fifth fret, fifth fret, fifth fret, fourth fret. then that throws you for a loop. Mandolin is all straight away, so it's tuned in fifths. So it tunes at the seventh fret, so it's symmetrical, you know?
You're speaking gypsy jazz, dude.
Okay. Right. It's anyway, awesome. If you can get your fingers in those little frets, you're doing all right.
Well, let's get back to some live music. From Harmonious Whale here in the Devil's Lair, brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Giatendre. I'm trying to pronounce that. How do you pronounce it?
Yeah, it's a French song. It's called Jetendre.
Jetendre. There we go. Is this the opening song for a new Nicolas Cage movie?
Does he need one?
He may.
What does it pay?
Hey, if he needs one, let's give him a call, guys.
Papa needs new shoes. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song written during World War II. And Jetendre means I wait. And she is saying, the seasons come and go, the windows and doors are open, the birds come in and out. I wait until you return.
This here is Harmonious Whale live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Je tendrai que l'oiseau qui s'enfuit en chante sa voix brille dans son nid. Le temps passe que en battant tristement en mon qui est si loin. Le pourtant, je tendrai ton retour.
Beautiful. Harmonious Whale live in the Devil's Lair.
Beaucoup.
I love it. It sounds really cool. Coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, Rocker will have Max Inc. Heavy. And don't forget to check out the archives at civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Maggie, singer extraordinaire and player of the cardboard box. Not many can claim a career in music playing such an instrument. Tell us about yourself and your musical journey to playing on the outside of the box with brushes.
Sure. Well, how did I happen up with the cardboard box? Thinking.
Did you have to move?
Right now she's playing a Corbell box for those of you out in radio land.
Yeah. Wisconsin.
Right. Yeah. Did you know that Wisconsinites consume 95% of the brandy consumed in the United States?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad you knew that.
Also, like, you know, also like 90% of the vodka, 90% of the whiskey.
Hey, now, come on. I know we're all professionals here.
For the brandy, it's all that fish fry on Friday nights.
Absolutely.
You know? Gotta have that old fashioned.
Started with the blackberry brandies. Oh, my God.
Corbell has a good corrugation. I do like it. It fits in the drum stand nicely. I started with a box because somebody gave me a snare drum, and I messed around with that. And then I didn't really like the way it sounded with the other instruments, the mandolin, violins. So I started just playing on guitar cases or the mandolin case, or I'd put a brown paper bag and tape it onto a guitar case. And one way or another, it led to the fine corrugation of gin, vodka, and brandy boxes. That's how that goes.
There's never a shortage of free instruments.
Right. It begs the question, why was there an empty case of Corbell in your house?
Well, that's an easy answer.
You're like, well, we got to start finishing off the next cases. This box is almost ruined.
I've had a lot of fun with the cardboard box, though, traveling around the world with Harmonious Whale. One time we showed up at a festival. It's like 4,000 people out there waiting for us to do our sound check, and the sound guys have been there for 5 days in a row. They're exhausted, and they saw the box. They fell off their chairs onto the floor laughing. We're like, oh, we're in trouble.
But, is good.
You know, that once they started tuning it in, they're like, hit it again. And then they loved it. They loved messing around with it and getting good tone out of the cardboard box. So
that's awesome. That's a great story.
Jeff O. Weiss, you are master bassist, player of the upright and five-string bass. What drew you to playing with a mandolin and a cardboard box?
Well, that's a great question. Maybe just because I'm crazy, it might be a great start to that. We're all kind of crazy, right? I grew up here in Madison and went to school at UW-Madison studying under the great Richard Davis. If you don't know Richard Davis, you tour with like people like Sarah Vaughan, Miles Davis, and things like that. So that's where like my background came from. And then I was about to graduate, auditioning for symphonies and things like that. And Richard got a call from Sims over there. And that's kind of how things started. Richard and the Whale go way back. You know, he produced their first album 30-some years ago. And I guess, you know, Sims and I met. I think the interview was having a beer down at the Union. I passed the audition.
Without playing one note.
And
what kind of beer was it at the Union, man?
I don't even
back
know.
Then,
yeah.
I was checking his pulse. Yeah.
You have a bass? So good.
Yeah, you got a bass? Yeah, I got a pulse. I can drink a beer. And then went in the van the next day.
Now, let me ask you about your bass, because when we were off air, I was asking you about it, and you said you picked this up. It was Richard Davis's bass, and it was from Czechoslovakia a long time ago. Tell us a little bit about this unique, special bass that you play.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of hard to tell the full history of this bass. I did buy it from Richard, but it's just, it has a marking made in Czechoslovakia, and upon researching it, they did that back in the Soviet era. They refuse to have any violin maker or luthier have any specific details of either like the year or who actually made it. So any like country in the Soviet Union just has made in that country. So it's back in whatever that 70s, 80s maybe, and it's seen its day, as you can tell has its
There's a lot of wear. It looks like Stevie Ray Vaughan was playing it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, there is no better instrument, in my opinion. No offense to the cardboard box here, but I love the stand-up bass. I love the stand-up bass. Hey, it's 9:30. So what we're gonna do is, before we play the next song, we're gonna take a commercial break. You're listening to Harmonious Whale live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
The Badgers men's basketball team is in postseason play, and you can hear the action from the National Invitational Tournament on these local Civic Media radio stations.
Wisconsin hosts Liberty in the second round of the NIT this Sunday with an 11 a.m. tip-off.
WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. In Richland Center, dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM. And in Amory, tune in 1260 AM WLAK. Every win in the NIT, find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and on the app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. We've never had a former president say that he expects to be arrested. Not until Donald Trump did it this morning on social media. Trump has also asked supporters to protest.
The former president is asking supporters to take our nation back, basing his claim on alleged leaks from the Manhattan's district attorney's office over a case involving an alleged hush money payment to a porn star. Political analyst Greg Valliere.
If it's true, a big if, I think this is a plus for Trump. It gives him lots of publicity, and it allows him to play martyr, which he does very well.
Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it political vengeance against Trump from a radical DA. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
There is no official confirmation of a pending arrest, but that hasn't kept supporters like South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham from commenting.
The prosecutor in New York has done more to help Donald Trump get elected president than any single person